I'm Tucker Piedmont, and welcome to Thundercast. This week on Thundercast, we'll be discussing the role of music programs in the school. I've gathered some students here, as well as some teachers here, to discuss what really goes on as far as music programs and how they help the school. I'm here with three students from Eastern Green High School, here to talk about music programs. I'm here with Victoria Valentine.
Hi!
Jason Childress.
Yo, what up?
And I'm here with Parker Gillespie.
Your boy.
They're all juniors at Eastern Green, and they're all affiliated with the music program in some way or another. Can you guys go ahead and just give me some background information about, you know, what you do as far as music goes here at Eastern?
I've been in the orchestra since sixth grade, and I've been doing musicals here on and off since sixth grade.
I've been a percussionist in the band since sixth grade. I've been involved with marching band and other extracurricular as far as band goes activities. I'm actually thinking about going into drum corps after I graduate, so It's just kind of marching band is really my thing.
Cool.
Yeah, I was also in band since sixth grade. I played trombone, and then the summer of seventh grade year, I started marching band, and then pep band and jazz band.
All right, awesome. And so these have been the main extracurriculars and curricular activities that you've been doing. Like, this has been something that you've pursued for quite a long time. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And so why did you get into the music program in the first place?
Well, I think for me, for the most part, it was just like the thing to do. I didn't want to, like in middle school, there's the choice of not doing anything. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be productive in one way or another. And I'm glad I did because some of my best friends came out of it.
I think for me, both of my brothers were involved with music as long as I can remember.
Okay.
And especially Jordan, I just grew really attached to as far as his musical aspect because he was a drummer as long as I could remember. And I was just so fascinated by it that I wanted to be part of that someday.
Well, my parents are both pretty musical, so I think they really encouraged me to try music.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do Shawnee acting camps in the summer at the Shawnee Theater. I really liked those, so I knew I'd want to do them at school someday.
And you think that kind of led to you being involved in like the musicals, like you said?
Yeah, and I've always really really loved to sing. Yeah.
And I know you two are either directly or indirectly involved in the musicals this past year. What did you guys do for that?
I was started in the pit, and then I changed halfway through to being in the musical.
Ensemble?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then I just remained a part of the pit orchestra.
Okay. Okay, and that's completely extracurricular, right? That was outside of class.
Outside of class.
Yeah, and so the interest that you guys have in the music programs, that's really, like, that's a big part of who you are. But what are the benefits? Like, what are the benefits that you can get from being in a music program like this? Like, you know, sure, it's fun, and you want to do it based on, you know, family or friends. But what are the like benefits to you specifically?
Music is definitely something that gives me an escape in a way. You know, I get really bogged down with homework and studying and that kind of thing. And music is just something that I want to go do to further myself. And then also it's a really great opportunity for leadership because, you know, you have a lot of different opportunities during these programs, and we go to camps and different kinds of things that are built specifically on building the next leaders of the next generation, even outside of band.
I can agree with that. That's one reason I enjoy band, because it builds you up and makes you a strong leader. Another benefit of being a musician and being involved in music is that the relationships and opportunities you get, besides the fact of just learning how to read music and all this stuff, you get to create bonds with people that can not necessarily get you places in life, but can push you towards different opportunities and what you want to succeed in.
Yeah, especially for me, like in the musicals, I've made like a whole new group of friends like through that. I've always kind of had like my like set group of friends, but I've totally like expanded my group of friends through the musicals. We spend so much time together making those musicals, and it's just, you make some pretty cool friendships.
Sure.
Yeah, especially the music programs are less of groups, especially once you're so involved in them. They're more of a family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can totally attest to that, especially all the time and effort you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so, and you guys see yourselves continuing to do music, not just in school, but going into the future. For instance, Jason, tell me about drum corps.
So drum corps, if you have seen our marching band, it's basically what we do on some steroids and lots of it. They spend an entire summer running through a 12-minute show that they perform up in Indy as their finals. And it's just crazy some of the stuff that they can do. It's almost not even human. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been absolutely encapsulated by it. And I've wanted to do it ever since I first saw it. And now I'm actually seeing that I have the opportunities to actually capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's benefits for that as far as, you know, like leadership. What are some of the benefits that you can have as far as music goes inside, like the classroom? Like, you're all pretty academically driven people. I know that because I know you guys. And there's a case to be made that, you know, music, it's, you know, whatever. It's a hobby, maybe. But when you could take this AP class or this or this or this, why do music? How does it help you academically?
I think that, like, being involved in music makes you think with a whole different mindset sometimes, and it, like, just makes you think in a whole different way. Like, uses a different side of your brain. Like, it uses a whole different part of your brain you don't normally use. It's, like, really proven that kids that are, like, exposed to music when they're younger do a lot better academically than kids that haven't been exposed to music.
Okay. So that's actually, like, a proven study. There have been experiments and tests done based around kids that are involved in music and those that aren't. And it actually is studied that it being involved with music actually opens completely new neural pathways in your brain. So it allows you to process information differently than somebody without music background would.
Okay.
Yeah, I can attest to, especially the part about learning a new way to think about things and stuff. But I think also part of it is that it kind of teaches you how to study for me. When you're practicing, you learn new ways how to figure things out. That's kind of helped me in other areas of my life, like to just sit there and think, like not even necessarily playing your instrument or anything, just sit there and look at the music and think about what it means and the style and, you know, everything like that.
Okay. Yeah, sure, definitely. Sure. So you'd say it definitely helps you, like, as far as a focus thing and as far as a mental thing.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Awesome. Absolutely. What are some, let's get to some specifics. Like, you've talked about how it's helped you in your journey. What are some specific examples of that? Like, Parker, you said you've met a lot of friends, and that can be friends like classmates, but also is there anybody that you've met in any way that music programs have kind of helped you further yourself in that respect?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, besides just the teachers, which are tremendous help, all of them, like the band teacher and the choir teacher, like all of them, because I know all of them. They're all a big help to me.
And even the paid staff that
yes,
comes
the summer mm-hmm. marching band staff mm-hmm. is great, tremendous help. But I think that there are some people, like being a musician, it can mean a lot of things. And I think singing is part of it. And I've started that recently in my life. And that's definitely forwarded my life. And you can meet, I've met people that teach me so much about, not necessarily music, how to live my life with so many things. Like, I thought I was busy, and I mean, I'm a pretty busy person, but like meeting these people, they just do so much. It's incredible.
I think like Mr. and Mrs. Drummond, they do so much for the music program here. Like, they've devoted so much time and effort, and especially like with the younger kids, really getting them into music. And they've really, like, I feel like they're really there for me, and if I ever needed anything, they would just do anything for me, which is awesome. And probably like one of my best friends is Andy. You know, I love Andy, he's awesome. And he, like, is probably, like, the best human being I know. He inspires me to be an awesome human being. You know, I met, like, a lot of really, really just, you know, awesome people.
And there's a case to be made right now in school systems right now where you see a lot of funding for arts, like, widespread, just disappearing and drying up. What do you think about that? Like, why should it stay?
I think we should. Are you asking, like, why should we start putting more money into it?
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, I think that, for one, small areas and small schools like us, we are on the verge of technically drying up, like not having no music, no band. Like, I don't think people realize how close that is, because anything, like, if we don't, let's say we don't have chairs or anything, like, we can live without some things, but some things you need to be able to have the class. And mm-hmm. I think people don't realize how close we're on the verge of not having those classes.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, you know, quite honestly put, music programs are expensive. Everybody knows, you know, mm-hmm. you know, instrument rentals, you know, the teacher
stands.
Fees, stuff like that, stands, the rooms. In what ways do you think do the benefits of music programs outweigh that cost, and why do you think it's worth it?
I mean, some of the really obvious benefits are that, you know, these kids that, even though they might, I'm just saying, like, from example, just might be very isolated and they just don't really have that group of friends. Music is one of those places where it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you're from, you're just there and you feel included in something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids can't get that anywhere else. I mean, yes, you can get it on athletic teams, but even then you can a lot of times see a very distinct rift between certain groups within those even athletic teams. If you look at a band, you don't see it. It's just not there.
You see a family.
Yes.
See, for me, I've been involved in, like, athletics at school and music at school, and to me, like, they're not any really different. Like, you need to fund both. And for, I know for our school, sometimes I feel like some people in the music program think that we fund athletics, like, we put them on more of a pedestal, on more of a priority. And I think that they should be equal, you know, we should think about them equally and mm-hmm. give them equal priority because they really honestly help you in different ways.
Right, because there's a lot of the same opportunities to build character
exactly.
and growth and further yourself in that way. There's an equal number of, you know, high paid musicians and high paid athletes.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, what do you think can be done about that? I mean, obviously, spending on education is shrinking, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I could go on a tangent about politics about that, you know.
Yeah.
But what do you think can be done, you know, to prevent this? Like, does this mean that, like, families and kids have to, like, invest more money into this, or do you think it's just gonna, like, dry up totally, or what do you think the future holds for music programs on the whole?
I think that if you educate people on how music can help and can further their students and stuff, I think that people just think it's like, oh, it's a fun class. It's not really a necessity. I think that through education, or I'm hoping through education, we can show people there's studies, there's things behind it. There's evidence that it helps. It helps people. It helps kids.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, inversely, where do you think your futures lie in music? Like, you know, are you gonna stick with this? I know you're doing DCI, and you know, you may all try to do, like, you know, acting, musicals and stuff like that. But how are you each gonna, you know, keep this musical experience going? You know, as you get older, in high school, college, and beyond that.
Well, anyway. for me personally, I mean, I want to continue playing. I want to learn guitar. Alongside my job, I think it'd be cool to uniquely interpret it together. Like, whatever career I specifically end up deciding on, I think there's always a way to combine them. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm going to try to do, is combine them in some fashion or form.
So what are just some of the best experiences that you've had? Like, you know, just something, you know, something small or something.
It opens the door.
Oh.
Big, you know, that kind of.
State Fair every summer. Yeah. That's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Tell me about it.
That's our, like, final big competition of our marching band season that we always have. And, you know, everything leads up to State Fair.
That's what we do it for.
We leave it all in the field at State Fair. And it's just such a great feeling of finishing that show, knowing that you performed to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. And seeing, like, those grandstands just full of people. It can be a little bit daunting, but it's almost inexplicable, you know, the kind of feeling that you just get from that. It's so fulfilling.
It's definitely an emotional experience, I can say personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, you leave it all out there. If you leave anything behind, then you're going to regret it. And so we don't. We put every ounce of anything we got in us out there. Mm-hmm. Another thing leading, which is, like, not necessarily the week leading up, but before that, is band camp week.
Oh, boy.
Which is 9 hours a day for
a whole week.
A whole week, which is not as much as, like, DCI would do, but it's pretty intense for us.
Still pretty hashtag rough
for high school students.
Yeah.
I think, like, the day that, like, okay, like, the ending day of the musical, you know, when it's, like, the last time we're ever going to do that show, it's crazy. Like, it's just, it's like, we're never going to do this again. And my, like, sixth grade year, I was in a musical with all high schoolers. I was, like, and it was just, I remember being like, surreal, just because I'm, like, I never really been that around, like, older kids before, and it was just so much fun. And Kelsey Anderson was the lead, and she, you know, she's about the sweetest person on the planet. She's awesome, and she just, you know, included me, and I just, you know, I formed a really special bond with her just because she really just, you know, was awesome. And I think that's just,
I really remember that.
What
musical is that?
Andy, Get Your Gun.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't see that one, so I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, we would have been like 12.
Now, musicals, on that note, there's a lot to be said about the musical and drama program here at Eastern and how it's like really grown. Like Annie Get Your Gun, was that the first or the
that was one of the second. First or second? That was Bye Bye Birdie was first.
Productions that and we've then, done.
Yeah, Annie Get Your
yeah,
Gun.
And since then it's grown. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
This last year, yeah, we had a pit for the first time with Jason and Parker, and so and a lot of that has been driven not only by the Drummonds and Mr. Chapman, but also by students stepping up and filling these big time commitments and big roles. Like this, the musical couldn't have happened if the stage ninjas, the backstage crew hadn't come in and built the sets, if the pit hadn't, you know, practiced a lot and put a lot of practice time aside for that, and if the actors hadn't taken on these very like elaborate roles to put together this show.
Yeah.
And so do you think that's a sign of the effect of music programs and how it's like really causes you to come into yourself as a person and grow mentally?
Yeah, definitely.
I believe that, yeah. Without anybody, like without, if it was just the teachers, it would not be the way it is, because they already devote like 99 to 100% of their time in school.
To educating.
Yeah, because of the way the music program is and at our school. So without these student leaders, wouldn't have happened. So it really shows that we care and that it devotes your heart to something, makes you care about something.
Mm-hmm.
Something bigger than yourself, something that can improve your community and show them that kids can come together and create something beautiful.
And also, if you think about it, the students outnumber the teachers, I would say approximately about 20 to 1.
Sure.
So, you know, we make up a lot bigger of a percentage of the population here at the school, obviously. So if only the teachers worked at this, there wouldn't be anything. It would just dry up and there'd be nothing left. It takes these students to actually drive it and give it a heart, give it something, to give other students that are looking from the outside in, just like, hey, they're having a really great time with this and they seem to be really growing in their character. Mm-hmm. How can I be a part of that?
Mm-hmm. And is that drive a product of being involved in musical programs, would you ostensibly say?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
100%.
Of course.
I think that teachers can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. They can spark an interest, they can inspire you, but they can't make you do anything you don't want to do. So I think that a lot of it is like, the teachers are great and they really help inspire their students, but in the end of the day, it's the students that have to decide they want to do something and they want to put time in and they want to do it. So
Very true, very true.
Guys, this has been a great interview.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in. Are there any like closing comments you guys want to say? If you want to just put a statement out there about the music programs, what you think of it, what you plan to do, anything really.
I mean, really, the only thing I can just say is just thanks for having us all. I mean,
yeah, great time. I really appreciate it.
It gives us a chance to put something out there that's just like that makes music. It's our perspective of why music is so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think this is a great way to showcase that music is important too. And that the Eastern Green music program's really grown in the past few years, or the past, you know, little bit.
Sure.
And I really hope it continues to grow even after we graduate. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I just want to say the band program has had a rough time in the past 5 or so years with band directors. So I'm really happy and thankful that Mr. Chapman's here now.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you guys very much for coming on Thundercast, and we'll tune in soon. After seeing Victoria, Jason, and Parker's reaction, I decided to interview the teachers of Eastern Green High School and Middle School to see their views on the music programs. I'm here with three of Eastern Green High School's music teachers. I have Mr. Rob Drummond, Mr. Corey Chapman, and Mrs. Erica Drummond. Can you guys go ahead and give us a little background information about yourselves? And
Sure. I'm Rob Drummond. I teach choir and orchestra here at Eastern Green. Been here a long time. And I teach 6th grade through 12th grade music.
Great. Choir and orchestra?
Choir and orchestra, yes. Sweet. Strings players.
Uh-huh.
I'm Corey Chapman. This is my third year teaching in general, and also at Eastern Green. And I teach 6 through 12, just band, and another elective at the high school with music history.
And I'm Erica Drummond. This is either my 18th or 19th year here. It's been long enough I've lost count. I teach right now K through 6 music, but I have assisted all the way up to high school with all three programs, and so
that's great.
It's kind of what I do.
And so how did you guys get started with teaching music? Mr. Chapman, I know you said this was your third year of teaching, but what made you decide to teach music?
Well, just because music had such a heavy impact on my life, and I've seen firsthand the experiences that it offers to students and the impact that it can have on their lives and change their lives for the better, and I wanted to be able to share that with students going into the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome.
I started out in band. I play the oboe, and I actually quit in sixth grade and missed it horribly and decided to go back, and my life's never been the same since. And so I just decided I needed to keep that a part of my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
So. And me, I was always going to do music. I don't remember a time when I didn't do music. So my parents would lay me in front of the speakers when I was a baby, listening to symphony music and piano lessons since I was 5. And I've just always done music. It was never even a question when career choice came, because it was my life. It was what I always did.
You know, the fact that you all narrowed down on music as a choice of study and a choice of career. What's the point of music programs in school systems? Why have them?
There are many, many reasons, but the biggest one that comes to my mind in the beginning is it teaches your brain in a different way than other aspects of school does. You've heard of left brain, right brain. What music does is actually connects the two halves of the brain. And so it's making your brain smarter every time you do it and every time you learn more. It's actually making literal electronic connections between the two halves. So all these tests that people are scored on and that our school gets graded on nowadays, the students are only going to do better because of their music education,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is awesome because a lot of the students at Eastern are involved in music.
Yeah, instead of just being an extracurricular or a minor diversion, it's actually a supplement to your school, and it enhances your academic experience.
Precisely.
And your academics in other fields. Mm-hmm. True. Also, all right. How exactly have you guys seen that those benefits manifest in your students over the years, Mr. Chapman?
Well, still early in the career, but okay. I've noticed that, you know, when you get to the top 10 of classes, the majority, if not all, are involved in one of the music programs. So that shines light on the fact that we have, you know, the best of the best in the band, the orchestra, and choir
mm-hmm.
here at Eastern. You also get to see students who may not have risen to the top in their early academic career, when they get into music, blossom even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can think of a few students in the band program who have taken advantage of opportunities afforded to them by being involved in band. You know, going to national honor bands and performing across the country, something that they would not have gotten to experience had they never made that decision to be a part of a music program in their school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And Mr. Drummond, what are some of the other benefits that you can see in a music program? I mean, there's the undoubtable, academic aspect. It's a diversion that people can have fun with. It's also an academic thing. It helps mentally, and it helps with the whole that side of things, right brain, left brain. What are some other benefits that you can see, or that you have seen it provide for students?
Well, that's a great question. Some of the benefits would be you get this kind of close-knit family of friends that you stay with for a long time. So you start studying in sixth grade, and you have the same group stay with you in the same class until you graduate as a senior. And so that doesn't happen. I get the benefit of seeing those kids year after year after year, and we get really a sense of family. And then also probably you learn a kind of a discipline playing an instrument that applies well to whatever you do. So to be really good, It takes a dedication. It takes a, you know, a stick-to-itiveness that, you know, you learn to break things down into little bits, and you learn how to focus and develop as...
Developing kind of that work ethic that you can then apply to other stuff, too.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's, I can speak of from my experiences as a musician and now kind of as a singer, how that grind certainly helps, and that dedicatedness, you can definitely apply it to other stuff. You can apply it to anything you want, and it's a skill that you primarily develop through music and through practicing.
Well, and you can see it when children have that light bulb moment, that aha moment in music. Suddenly they start having those moments elsewhere in their life. And so we're the spark that gets it going, and then they can move that on to the rest of their life. It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, you guys think, I'm sort of preaching to the choir here, but you guys think that music programs are extremely important in school systems, and they are definitely an integral part of student life and student extracurriculars.
Absolutely. If I could find another way that develops kids and develops people better than teaching music, I'd teach that. I think I'm in the best job to create adults, you know, competent.
To reach kids.
You know, to just build people. Mm-hmm. And if I could find another way that did it better, I'd do that. And I think I'm in the best.
Yeah.
The best field.
Well, let me build on that. What are some downsides to music programs? What are some things that you think may be wrong with music programs? Is there anything wrong with them? Or what are some problems that there are in music programs, in bands, in choirs, in string orchestras?
I wish we had more time with the kids.
Yeah.
For instance, in my position with the elementary kids, I get to see them for 45 minutes a week. And no matter what I can do with them in that 45 minutes, no matter what I can cram into that 45 minutes, it's still 45 minutes a week. It's not very much time. So I do think we would all like to see our kids more than we see them now.
I do see my kids a lot, probably a lot more than you see your kids
in
the elementary, just between all of the extracurricular bands that there are. But that also brings, you know, it's not necessarily a downside of music programs, but an issue with music programs is they're expensive. You know, they do cost money, and funding is required. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard to come by.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that can be accomplished with just a little bit of money. There's always something that you could get that would help, you know.
Yeah.
And aside from athletics, what's the most visible part of any school? It's always the music programs.
Yep.
So those are the two things that people from the outside looking in are going to look at and compare with other schools.
They look at the groups of the kids.
So, you know, just that's probably the thing that anywhere you're going to hear is that, you know, if there was just a little more to go around, but, you know, the situation is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And what we see now, actually, is rather than more of that, we actually see arts programs in schools. Why do you think that's happening? Because of the importance of these musical programs, or the impact that they have on kids, why do you think it's shrinking funding?
Well, I think it just comes to a matter of, it's kind of politics, political. So you have a limited finances, and you're looking for an area that, if on first blush, doesn't have a clear test score, or it doesn't have a clear, you know, you can't really have a chart and a graph that shows linear growth, and so it becomes an area that can be trimmed.
A liability.
Yeah, because it is such a dedication to have, and it's an expense. You start looking at an expensive area that you can trim, and you know, anything that costs money gets trimmed when the money gets short.
Mm-hmm.
And to add on to that, I think it's because I don't think there's an administrator out there who looks at a program of music in their school and says, I want to get rid of that. I don't think there's anybody out there who thinks that. I think it comes down to when the news tightens, so to speak, and money becomes the issue, what is the school being rewarded for? They're being rewarded for doing well in academics. They're not being rewarded for doing well in music.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're being rewarded for doing well in athletics just because more students may want to come to those schools.
Prestige.
So it's just... it's something that they can look at and say, of all the things that we do offer, what is the one thing that is a burden to us that we are not going to see a return on? And that's what they see. Because they don't see the aesthetic return for the student and the quality of life improvement that music programs offer to those students.
It's hard, for some, it's hard to see the correlation between thriving music programs and thriving students. You know, whether or not there's a solution for this in sight remains to be seen. But how have kids and how have you administrators responded to this kind of shrinking, and how have you been able to work with these, you know, sudden?
Well, we don't have that here.
Yeah.
Eastern Green is a pretty great place. Our administrators know the importance of music and the arts in general, and they support us as best they can. As far as I know, there's no threat of those going away at our school, and that's how it should be, and that's a great thing about our school. So we are not directly concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
I do get concerned for other schools.
Yeah.
I do worry about those kids, and it makes me sad when kids come to our school, they move in, and they say, I've never done this before. I don't know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll pull them up, and we'll do the best we can for them, but it makes me sad for them.
And that's a good thing to hear. I mean, like, well, it's good to know. Eastern is a good, is a...
They've been very supportive. Even when we were at financial, taking humongous financial hits from the state, cutting back on the music program was never discussed. It was communicated to me that it was never considered to cut back in that area, is extremely heartening.
And good for our kids.
Yep.
I've been a music student in these past few years, a lot of years. I mean, my experience here at Eastern has been amazing with all three of you teachers. You all teach classes during the day. You teach the elementary students. You teach middle, high school strings and choir. You teach band. What are some of the other the extracurriculars, and how much of your time is spent with the curricular daytime classes, and how much of your time is spent focusing on extracurriculars with like stuff like marching band and like school musicals and stuff like that?
It's funny that you asked. Mr. Chapman and I are going to be sharing a student teacher in the spring, and we met with her a few weeks ago, and she asked about after-school responsibilities. And we said, oh, it's not too bad. And then we started listing off all the responsibilities, and we're like, oh, it's this and this and this and this. Okay, it's kind of a lot. Luckily, she's young and she'll be okay, but there's quite a bit. I think Mr. Chapman can start with that one.
Sure. You know, I just did the math last week on the hours for marching band. And it's actually during the summer season. We have a 6-week marching band season during the summer. So this past season, we started on June 19th, and we went every single day till school started, and our season is still going. But just during the summer, they actually get more hours of band instruction than they do during the entire school year in class time, because it's about 180 hours of band during the summer, and they get that many days of school. So I'm teaching those kids the exact same number of hours during the summer as I am during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Then we have, you know, 4 different grade level bands. So you've got the 6th grade band, 7th, 8th, and high school. So that's during the school day. On top of that, there's the marching band, which still rehearses now. We have jazz band that starts up after marching band that goes on the same days. You know, pep band, the basketball games. We have solo and ensemble festival, which these two also share that responsibility as well with their students. And that is a pretty large time commitment, staying after and helping for hours per day with those students, preparing those solos, trying to earn their way to state or, you know, to get their gold at district. There's not really a number I could put on it, because I pretty much eat, sleep, you know, everything I do is band. You know, as far as hours in a week that I'm here at the building, you're probably, you know, approaching 60. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. But that's a good thing, because
I'm not complaining at all. There's nothing I would rather do than to see these students as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure, seeing that students are really interested in stuff like this, and, you know, that they put their entire souls and, you know, minds and bodies into stuff like this must be, like, extremely rewarding, I'm sure, Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, well, my biggest after-school commitment becomes the musical in the spring. We start with basically 2 hours a day after school, a couple times a week, and then we just ramp up as the musical gets closer to where we're practicing every day for, you know, 5-6 hours a night to put together a show. And it's extremely grueling and extremely rewarding. So, in fact, we call it torture, jokingly, but it's some of the most fun that students have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pulling together, working towards a goal. You know it's fun when we're in the middle of the worst scheduling part of the musical and they're already asking, okay, what are we going to do next year? What's going to be? You know, we're still in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And they can't wait for the next time. you know. Yeah. So that's, there's very few things that you're a part of where you just know it's the best thing for these kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've seen all this growth in the musical in recent years. This year will be our sixth year of doing a musical, my sixth
musical.
Yeah, so. Which starting with Bye Bye Birdie a long time ago, and then and they've steadily gotten bigger. Like last year, we added the Pitt Orchestra. Which
that was huge. I thought that was so great. That was really neat.
Yeah.
So.
Any plans about this year's musical?
I can't reveal. I've been asked almost every day since the beginning of school. I was asked 3 times today by various students what the musical is this year, and we keep it under wraps.
Good try, though.
Yeah. We keep it under wraps until November when we announce what the musical is going to be. So, and that drives some people crazy, which I kind of enjoy. It's kind of fun because there's just this sense of expectation and looking forward to what's coming.
Yeah, and it's good to see all that interest ramping up.
And the great thing about the musical is seeing the kids from all three of our high school programs and our middle school programs coming together as one group. Mm-hmm. I mean, during the school day, we've got 4 programs between the three of us, but when we work on that musical, it's really all of us together and all those kids together, and they do it all. They build the sets, they help make the costumes and find the costumes, they learn all their lines. They're learning the music. Like, we have a student director. They're doing it all, the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. Everything you see up there, a kid has touched.
Yeah. Through these both curricular and extracurricular activities, what kind of, I mean, there's countless benefits, and we've been over that. But what kind of opportunities do being involved in music programs provide for kids in both continuing their music education after high school and other things?
I love the confidence it brings them. Mm-hmm. So that no matter what career they choose, if they choose something in the sciences, if they choose something in the arts, something in education, something, anything, their confidence is immediately up there because of what they do in music.
There's a lot of music scholarships out there for colleges. And that's even if a student doesn't intend to major in music. You know, a lot of colleges, if they need a specific player for a specific ensemble, you know, may offer scholarships for, you know, students. And you don't have, unlike athletics, you don't have to be stellar at it to get those scholarships.
There's different levels.
Yes. What I like to see is how the program here has given students opportunities to perform in places they may never be able to visit again. You know, we just took a trip in the spring. We took a trip to Chicago with the high school band, orchestra, and choir. And a lot of those students may not have experienced a city larger than Bloomington, you know, before that trip, or Indianapolis. So it was really great to see their faces walking down the street in Chicago, you know, seeing all these huge buildings, and they were just blown away. So that was really cool for me to see. And then being able to, you know, take some of those kids out to California last spring to the Rose Bowl parade was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nowhere else they can get that opportunity. There's no way for them to get there other than through these experiences that we're able to offer them the opportunities.
In music, And like you said about the colleges, since there's so many different levels and so many different groups that you can get involved in college, not just the high-level conservatory experiences that, you know, you have to be a prodigy at an instrument to play, but there's also, you know, groups, a cappella, ensembles, all that type of stuff. Mr. Drummond, do you have any specific ways that you see the experiences that kids getting creating opportunities later on?
Well, I mean, the scholarships was a big help, and it's just fun. I think that's the main benefit. Is some kids, academics is their thing. They like getting an A, you know, and it just feels good. And then other people, that's not so important, so they will not spring out of bed and rush to school for anything academic. But if they're, you know, they get to get better on their instrument, it just touches some kids in a way that makes school valuable and fun to them. Mm-hmm. So it just connects. It's like a lock and a key. They fit together, you know, and just opens up their schooling days and makes it feel relevant and important and fulfilling.
Yeah, and in some ways, it's the way that the teachers present the music to the kids. It has a profound effect on them. There's a definite presence that you guys have in all of your students' lives. And so,
aww.
Oh, shucks.
What What does the future hold for music programs? Not just for the students, but where do you think music programs in themselves are going? I mean, they're certainly here to stay, being an integral part of schools, but where do you see the whole music program thing and music in schools going in the future?
Look at culture.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have culture without music. Every culture in this world, on this planet, has music. It's going to stay a part of our lives, and the schools are figuring that out. Like I said, Eastern knows it already. Music and art, it's what makes a culture. It's what makes a culture.
Yeah.
Maybe I said everything that
you said. That was a fantastic answer. Personally, I'm just concerned for schools in general. So as we are kind of in a shift with public education, we're just trying to, you know, figure it all out. So I don't know what the future holds. I'm optimistic that it's just going to work out, because it has and it will. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just a positive guy. But you know, there are people who, you know, fret over what's going to happen, and you know, I choose not to do that.
Yeah. And anything that you guys have in store, or that you hope to do as far as music programs go in the future, I mean, obviously you can't sell me the
musical. Yeah, there's
musical
coming up.
But anything else like that.
Nice try again. Yeah, but.
Obviously, I think the most visible part of my program with the bands is the marching band. So I've put a lot of stock into that since I've been here. And it continues to evolve and get larger and larger each year. You know, we just started the color guard this year. You know, we got a school record placement of 19th out of 50 at the state fair. Mm-hmm. So my goal for that group, because I sort of have goals for all of our different groups, my goal for that marching band group, you know, the one that involves the most students, is to reach that night show finals at the state fair. Yep. You know, in the next couple of years, hopefully next year. You know, I'd like to start taking the jazz band out to more things and just being more of an ambassador for the school,
mm-hmm.
you know, as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, we're there almost every home game for basketball. We're there every home game for football. You know, I just want people to see us and know that the things that we're doing here are great, and that's really my goal, is just to continue to make things better and better, mm-hmm. play harder repertoire with the groups, continue to build their confidence in themselves through that process, and to just develop strong young people and strong young leaders.
Yeah, and you have been on that climb with the marching band. Like, you've consistently, like, they've gone farther at State Fair for sure in the past few years than ever before, I think. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
No problem. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. It's been really eye-opening as far as getting your side of the music programs. Do you guys have any closing comments, if you want to say, about music programs, any or anything, really?
I do. One of my pleasures at working at Eastern is how all of the music programs support each other. And I think that it's a great culture to work in and to be in, where orchestra members are fans of band members and choir members, and each and vice versa, and interwoven. And everybody, there's just kind of a mutual respect between all the groups that I enjoy being a part of, and I hope continues.
That's amazing.
Come out to the concerts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Love,
you want
to
do outreach?
Those concerts.
Yeah, come to the musical.
First band concerts, October 30th. Come on out.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming on. Mr. Drummond, Mr. Chapman, this has been great having you on Thundercast.
Thank you, Mr. Cool. Piedmont.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Thundercast. We would like to thank Bloom Bank for the help of making this podcast possible. Also, please tune in for our next episode coming soon. If you have any suggestions or comments, please email us at eghs.media.club@gmail.com. You can subscribe to hear every episode of Thundercast on iTunes and Google Play. All content of this podcast is property of Eastern Green School Corporation and may not be used without express written permission, all rights reserved. Thank you very much for listening.